Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Meiser Sheni, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Let me just remind you, in case you forgot, an Isser is a type of a coin. How many prutas are in an Isser? 8. Now, if I put down a coin and I say I want the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni payers to go over onto the coin, it works. But only if the coin is worth the same amount as the payers. Now here is where, should I say, the fun starts? Let's just say it gets a little geschmack. Let's see what happens. Let's see the shaila. Hameniach Isser. This person set aside an Isser, right? The coin, an Isser. And he wants the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni to go onto the Isser. Let's say a fig cost a pruta. So how many figs can you buy with an Isser? Stamazai. You go into a store. How many figs can you buy with an Isser? So I just told you. There are 8 prutas in an Isser. So if I buy 8 figs, I can give the man an Isser and I get no change. Now, it just so happens that there are 8 Meiser Sheni figs over here and I want to redeem it. I want the Kedusha to go off the figs onto the coin. I don't have to do it all in one shot. It can be done little by little. I can say, okay, here's an Isser. It's on the table. I want the Kedusha of one fig to go onto the coin. And I want the Kedusha of the other fig to go onto the coin. And little by little, the Kedusha comes off the figs onto the coin. But here's what happened. Hameniach Isser, this person, set aside an Isser. V'ochal olav chetzye. This is what he did. Okay, the Kedusha of this fig should go off onto the coin. I could eat the fig, even though he's not a Yerushalayim. The Meiser Sheni Kedusha went off it. And he keeps doing it, and he's halfway through. He redeemed, he was paid 4 figs. He took one fig, the Kedushas go onto the coin. Another fig, the Kedushas go onto the coin. Another fig, another fig. So technically speaking, we used up half of the coin already. But then he took his Isser coin, and he went to a different place. In this other place, an Isser is worth double as much. There are 2 Issers in a punyan. Zak the Mishnah, Oichel Olav Oid Isser. You know how many more figs you can put onto this coin? Another 8. Wait, why just another 8? I should have another 12. In my first town, where the Isser was worth 8 prutas, and I used up 4. I had 4 prutas left. Now I come to a new town, and suddenly an Isser is worth not 8 prutais, but 16 prutais, double as much. So I should have 4 left over from the first half of Isser. And now another 8, because it doubled the value. How come you only give me another 8, not another 12? So the Taisus Yamtiv explains. We don't look at it that way. We say in this new town, what did you bring me here? I brought you an Isser, but half of it was used up already. Okay. So now you can use half an Isser. And in this town, half an Isser is 8 prutais. I'm not going to make a cheshbin of what was left from before you came here. I look at the coin now, and I say, in the first town you used up half? Fine, now you have the other half. Now the other half is double as much? Good for you. But that's all you're getting. Double as much. You can't have 4 plus 8. Which would mean, as the Mishnah Rishayim explains, and this is important, let's say in town number 1, he took his Isser, and he said, I'm in the mood of some figs. But they're Meiser Sheni figs. Okay, I'm being paid the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The whole Isser's used up. Then he takes the Isser to the next town and says, but here, it's worth 16 prutas. Too late. Whatever you used up is used up. If you used up the whole one, you used up the whole one. There's nothing left. If you used up half, half is used up. That's how we look at it. So in our Mishnah's case, he used up half. Fine, you go to the new place, you have half an Isser. If in this town half an Isser is 8, you get 8. Let's go to the next case of the Mishnah. Hameniach punyon. He set aside a punyon to be paid in Meiser Sheni onto the punyon. We're back to town 1. There are 2 Issers in a punyon. 8 prutas in an Isser, so he should be able to get 16 prutas. Right. And he ate up until half of the value of the punya. So he was paida 4 figs. V'halach l'makamacher. Here too he goes to a different place, takes along his punyain. V'reyayitza be'isr. In this new place, a punyain is only worth half as much. Wait a second. So in this new place, an isr and a punyain are worth the same. Right. So in this new place, a punyan is only worth 8 prutas, correct. And he was already paid the 8 prutas. Oh, so he used up the whole coin. Wrong. Oichalolov oid plak. We're really saying the same thing we said before. We don't look at it that way. I'm not carrying over the math from the other town. I'm looking at the coin. When he left the first town, he used up half the coin. Now he has another half. Now, had he stayed in his first town, the other half would have been 8. Because in that town, there are 2 punyans to an iser. In this new town, half the coin is only 4. Because a punyan and an iser, they have 8 prutas. But I'm looking at it this way. You came with a half, you get the half according to the new town. According to the new town, you have another 4. Half a punyan in this new town is another 4. That's what the Mishnah means. You have another half of this coin. So really, we can consider this like an entire Mishnah. It isn't, but we'll chazer over till here because the next part of the Mishnah deals with something else altogether. Till now, our Mishnah told us one rule. If you have a coin, and you're slowly redeeming Maaser Sheni on the cheshbon of that coin because you don't have to do it in one shot. And you take that coin someplace else, and the coin has a different value someplace else. The way it works is, we're going to say how much of the coin was left when you took it from the first town. You used up half? Okay, so now you have half a coin to continue redeeming Maaser Sheni on it, whatever the value is here. So if, for example, let's say a silver iser is worth 8 prutas, and let's say, to make things simple, a fig is a pruta, and you already were paid the 4 figs, and then you move to a different town where iser is worth double as much, it's worth the same as a punyan. So I say, look, you came here with half an iser. What can you get for half an iser in this town? You can get 8 figs. Fine, you have another 8 figs. It's the other way around. Let's say I have a punyan, and in this town a punyan is worth 16 figs. I move to a different town where you can only get 8 for it. How much did you use up? Oh, in my old town, I had 8 of the 16 I could have. And now you move to this town and it's worth half? Right. So do I get another 8? No, you get another 4. Because in this town it's only worth half. Whatever half a coin is worth over here. Now the Mishnah, in the next part of the Mishnah, is going to be talking about coins that already have Kedushas Maaser Sheni on it. And I brought it to Yerushalayim. What am I supposed to do with it in Yerushalayim? I'm supposed to buy food over there. Do I have to go to the store and buy food? No, there's another way to do it. You can take food, and you can say, I want the kiddush of the coin to go onto the food, but it has to be the right price. It has to correspond to the value. And here, too, it doesn't have to be done in one shot. You can do it little by little. I have a coin of Maaser Sheni, take a little bit of food. I want some of the kiddush from the coin to go onto this food. Take some more food, I want more of the kiddush of the coin to go on to this food, and have to keep cheshbon until I use up the value of the coin. So the Mishnah over here tells us as follows. Hamaniach iser shel maaser sheni, we continue in Perik Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Someone is in Yerushalayim, and he puts down an iser that is already a maaser sheni iser. And little by little, he brings food, and he says, I want the kiddush to go off the coin onto the food. So the Mishnah, oichel olav, achad aser b'iser. First, we'll literally touch the words, and then we'll explain the Hashem. How much food does he have to eat against it? In other words, how much food does he need to remove the Kedusha from the coin onto the food? So we're going to teach you a kola, says the Mishnah. I'll give you a leniency. He doesn't need food for the whole coin. We'll soon explain more, but right now let's get the terminology. Up until an 11th. He can leave over an 11th. Even though there's an 11th still left, you can already consider the coin chulin. You don't have to eat that last 11th. The echad mimeya be'iser, and sometimes the halacha will be that you can't leave over that much, but you still don't have to have food for the whole coin. You can go up until the 100th. In other words, 99, the 100th you can leave over. Okay, these are confusing numbers. What's happening over here? So let's focus again. I'm in Yerushalayim, I have a Maaser Sheni coin, I have a Maaser Sheni iser. And little by little, I'm eating food, and I'm saying, I want this food to be Maaser Sheni. I want the Kedusha to go off the coin onto the food. So l'chayr, I need the full value of the coin to get the Kedusha off the coin onto the food. So if you can buy with this coin 11 pomegranates, I would have to have 11 pomegranates. or if you can buy 100 figs, I would have to have 100 figs. Zakta Mishnah, not quite. Let's take give a practical example with pomegranates and figs. And this is the Batinuris Mashal. Let's say for an Isser, I can go into a fruit store and buy 11 Rimoinim, 11 pomegranates. So I have over here 11 pomegranates, and I have over here an Isser of Maaser Sheni. I eat one, but first I say I want the Kedusha of the coin to go onto this pomegranate. Another one, another one, another one. So after I ate 10 pomegranates, how much is left? Well, if there were 11 pomegranates for an Isser, so 1/11 is left. So we're going to say even before you try to transfer the Kedusha from the coin to the 11th pomegranate, the coin is Cholim. There's no more Maaser Sheni left in the coin. Even though Al-Pi Cheshbin, there should be the value of one more pomegranate left. But that's what the Mishnah says. Oichel Olav Achad Aser B'Isser. You only have to eat against the coin up until the last 11th of the Isser. And sometimes V'Echad Mimeya B'Isser. What does that mean? Well, let's say you have an Isser and you can buy with this Isser 100 figs. Again, this is the Mashal of the Batanura. After the person eats 99 figs, so the Chayla 100th of the Kiddush of the coin is still left, but I say no, at this point the coin is a Cholin coin. You can't transfer any more Kiddush from the coin onto any figs, it's all Cholin. Okay, so before we understand why, which is the Shear? At what point do I say the coin is Cholin? Up until 11th or up until the 100th? And the answer is it depends what type of Maaser Sheni it is. Let's go back to what we discussed in previous Mishnayos. There's Vadei Maaser Sheni. Vadei Maaser Sheni means, I know for sure no Maaser Sheni was taken yet. I separated Maaser Sheni. I transferred the Maaser Sheni from the food to the coin. I brought the coin to Yerushalayim. This is a Vadei Maaser Sheni coin. Then you have Maaser Sheni of Demai. It means I bought Tfuah from an Am Haaretz. It could be, and it's even probable, that he already took off all the Maasers, but just in case I take off Maaser Sheni again, I transfer that Maaser Sheni of Demai onto a coin, and I bring the coin to Yerushalayim. So when I'm telling you that if you can buy 100 figs for an Isser, after the 99th fig, not after the 100th, the coin is a Chulin coin, that's by regular Maaser Sheni. And when I'm telling you that the Shear isn't 100th, that I'm not stopping short 100th, I'm stopping short 11th, by the 11th, and meaning to say, like we explained earlier, about Tanura's Mashal, if you can buy 11 Rimoinim for an Isser, so he transfers the Kedusha of 10 from the coin onto 10 Rimoinim, and that's it. Stops there, the coin becomes Chol. That's talking about Maaser Sheni of Demai. So this is a Kula. We're saying the coin becomes a Cholin coin. You don't have to only buy Maaser Sheni with it, even if an 11th is left. By regular Maaser Sheni, we're more Machmer. We're saying it only becomes a Cholin coin when there is 100th left. That was the Shita of the Tanakhama. Zokta Mishna Vaita, Beis Shammai, and the Beis Shammai say Hakol Asara. There's no difference between regular Maaser Sheni or Demai. The Beis Shammai also agree. The coin goes to Chulin even before. You transfer it to the full value of the Peiris, but how much could you leave? 1/10. For example, says the Batanura, let's say you have an Isser coin, and for an Isser coin you get 10 pomegranates. He transfers the Kedush of the coin onto 9, that's it. You don't have to have a 10th pomegranate over here. The coin becomes a Chulin coin. But if you only ate 8, you have to still have one more pomegranate. One more pomegranate has to receive Kedusha of Maaser Sheni from the coin. The Basil say, Bivada, if it's for sure Maaser Sheni, Achad Asar. 1/11 is the point that the Kedusha disappears from the coin, which is what the Tanakhama held as the Shear of Demai. So according to the Beis Hillel, if it's Maaser Sheni, Vadai, and you can buy for an Isser 11 pomegranates, you only have to eat 10. Ubidemai, if it was Demai, Asara. If we're talking about a coin that has Demai Maaser Sheni, then they agree with the Beis Shammai, the Shear is a 10th. So if 10 Rimoinim are sold for an Isser, you eat 9 and the coin is Cholin. If you only add 8, you have to add one more. Why did the Beis Hillel hold this way? Why did the Beis Hillel hold that in the case of Demai, 1/11th is left over, the coin goes out to Chulin even before L'chayu, there should be another 11th left over. Why by my 10? The minimum amount of money, that's called money in the Torah, basically is a pruta. Less than that is not called money. Examples, the chiyuv to return gzeila, not you're allowed to steal less than a pruta, but the chiyuv to return is only with a pruta, if you stole a pruta. If you have enough from Hegdish, it's only the value of a pruta. So therefore the Bishil hold that if what's left in this matbeya is kedusha that is less than a pruta, you don't have to say, oh, it's a meiser sheni coin, forget it. It just goes out l'chol. Now, here's where the fractions get a little bit tight, so to speak, got to hold copy. There are 8 prutas in the Isser. You may remember that from the beginning of Masechtas Kiddushin. If there are 8 prutas in an Isser, that means every pruta is an eighth of an Isser. So if the Bailam are going to eat Kenega this coin, let's say 8 out of 10, how much is left? Well, more than a pruta. Well, if he ate 8 out of 10, so 2 are left. Okay. How much are those 2 worth? Well, each one is an eighth of a pruta. Okay, so the 2 together are more than a pruta? Right. And if he eats 9 out of 10, 90% of the Isser, what's left? One more, which is an eighth of a pruta. So if he eats 9, then there's less than a pruta left. Right. That's why the Basil say that if I have to eat fruit, let's say, or whatever Maestro Shani food, can I get this coin? So once I get to 9, I can leave over the 10th, because that'll be less than a pruta. Yeah, but they're only saying that by Dmai. By Vada, they're saying leave over an 11th. What's the Cheshbon? Here's the Cheshbon. By Maiser Sheni Vadai, when you redeem it, you have to add a fifth. Now, a fifth means Choymish Milabar. What's Choymish Milabar? Bar means from the outside. There's Choymish Milagav from the inside and Choymish Milabar from the outside. The fifth that the Torah says you have to add is really another 25%. Because what the Torah calls a fifth is, let's see, how many quarters are in a dollar? 4, right? So add a fifth quarter. In other words, add another 25%. I'm not saying take the dollar, divide it into 5, so it's 20 cents each. No, when the Torah says a fifth, it means add a whole 25 cents, which is really a quarter. So if there are 8 prutas in an Isser, each pruta is 1/8, but it's not really 1/8. You're really adding another quarter. So really, even if you're going to eat 9 and leave over a 10th one, if you add the chaymesh, it's not less than a pruta. So I'm only going to let you say that the coin goes out to chulin if there's less than a pruta left. That means that suppose you can get to this Isser 11 pomegranates and you ate 10, the 11th, even if you add the 5th to it, will still be less than a pruta. So by Dmai, you don't have to add a chaymesh? Right. And by Vada, you do. And what I need, according to the Beis Hillel, is to get down to less than a pruta. So basically, I'm in Yerushalayim with a coin of Maaser Sheni. I have to eat food keneged that coin. Either I buy food with the coin, and the kedusha goes over from the coin onto the food, or I have to eat food keneged the coin. How much do I have to eat? I don't have to eat the entire value of the coin. If it's Maaser Sheni Shel Dmai, according to the Tanakhama, I can leave an 11th. But not less than that. So if it's 11 pomegranates for an Isser, I can eat 10 and the coin goes out l'cholon. If it's Maaser Sheni Vadai, you can eat up till 99. You only have 100th that you don't have to eat. So if you can buy 100 figs for an Isser, you'd have to eat 99 figs, and that's it. You don't have to eat the 100th fig, the coin goes out l'cholon. That's according to the Tanakhama. Why 100th? So the Mefarshim explained, the Tanakhama says, we're not looking at whether it's worth less than a pruta or more than a pruta. But if you remember from Masechtas Trumos, just like Truma becomes batel in 100, so here too, in order to say that whatever Maaser Sheni is left becomes batel, I want to have 100. So again, according to the Tanakhama, if it's Maaser Sheni Shel Dmai, you'd have to eat 10 out of the 11 pomegranates. If it's Maaser Sheni Vada, you'd have to eat 99 out of the 100 figs, let's say, in our mashal. According to the Beis Shammai, if it's Maaser Sheni Shel Dmai, you would just have to eat 9 out of 10. You can leave over 10% if it's Maaser Sheni Shel Dmai. And the same is true for Maaser Sheni Shel Vadai. According to the Tanakhama, it's always 10%. Different explanations over here why the Beis Shammai say that. According to the Beis Hillel, if it's Maaser Sheni Shel Dmai, they agree 9 out of 10 is enough. And the coin is cholin. You can do whatever you want with it. But if it's maaser sheni, vadai. You can't leave over 10%. You can only leave over 11%. Remember, with fractions, more is less. 11% is less than 10%. So with maaser sheni, vadai, and you had 11 pomegranates for an iser, you'd have to eat 10 out of the 11. Reason for the Beis Hillel is they say, look, if it's less than a pruta that's left in the coin, you don't have to worry about it. With maaser sheni, shel demai, there's no chaimish. So if you eat 9 out of 10, you'll have less than a pruta. Because there are 8 prutas in Isser, so each pruta is an eighth. If you have one pruta left over, it's only an eighth. With maaser sheni shel vadai, it's really more because you add on a chaimish. And we said adding on a chaimish means adding on 25%. So in order to make sure you have less than a pruta, only an 11th could be left over.